A new report from the United Nations highlights Lebanon's latest crisis. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Water supply systems are about to collapse, the UN warns. A company that provides water for roughly half of Lebanon recently announced the start of severe water rationing. Shortages are a direct result of the country's poor governance.
We don't know how to preserve. Most of our water washes out to the sea.
Heart for Lebanon helps vulnerable communities quench their physical and spiritual thirst. Co-founder Camille Melki says,
we have worked at providing both the living water that is Jesus Christ and the basic necessity of clean water.
Consider giving to support Heart for Lebanon's work. Each donation goes even farther right now because of Lebanon's economic crisis.
You're helping us provide that water we were talking about, but you're also helping us build these relationships of trust.
And FMI has teamed up with Keys for Kids Ministries, translating kid and teen devotionals into Urdu. Nehemiah says the content is stored on solar-powered MP3 players.
We're in the process of editing and proofreading. And that was one of the struggles we had because there were not many Christian children who were able to speak a good Urdu. They were able to speak street Urdu.
Plus, he's taking time to visit churches and partners in Kenya near the border of Somalia. These churches also endure stiff persecution and the risk of extremist violence.
There was a time when even Kenyans were not allowed to go there. This part of Kenya is a little bit opening now.
Post-COVID air travel can be chaotic, so pray for a smooth trip. Pray also that Nehemiah's presence will be a blessing to the churches. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.